We are back here at Delta High School. Mark Cantor with you. Getting ready to fire Delta's final game of the Luke Olds Browns Memorial Tournament against the Kent Denver Sun Devils. We'll take a look at the starting lineups now, starting with the Sun Devils leading off and playing center field. Number one, Ephraim Ruiz. Batting second will be the catcher. Number seven, Joe Rude. Batting third, the right fielder. Number five, Mitch Milius. Number batting cleanup will be the first baseman, number 21, Aiden Shipman. Batting fifth, the shortstop, number four, Quinn Smith. Batting sixth, the pitcher, number nine, Gus Hansen. Batting seventh will be the left fielder, number three, Ryan Ritaka. And batting eighth, the third baseman, number 33, Joseph Covell. And batting ninth will be the designated hitter, number 24, Andrew Perry. He's hitting for the second baseman, number 20, Brooks Delaney. Starting lineup for Delta, leading off the second baseman, number nine, Ryland Bynum. And batting second will be the shortstop, number two, Landon Clay. Batting third, the center fielder, number 19, Braden Sprout. Batting cleanup will be the right fielder, number seven, Tyree. Batting fifth, the catcher, number 33, Luke Gastineau. Batting sixth, the third baseman, number four, Connor Workman. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, number 14, Evan Sicklin. He'll be batting for the pitcher, number 26, Landon Kennel. Batting eighth, first baseman, number 11, Rip Lockhart. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 22, Jacob Hancock. So, Landon Kennel, the freshman, getting his first start. And the first pitch to Ruiz is outside for a ball. Marty Roeger, the home plate umpire today, for this game at least. And he's usually got a pretty decent strike zone. This one down the line at third, just past the outstretched hand of Workman. And Ruiz is going to round first and slide into second with a leadoff double for the Sun Devils. So that'll bring up Rude. Joe Rude. Does not look like he had. Oh, wait, there he is. Bet at 403 last year with five doubles, 20 RBI. First pitch to him in the dirt for a ball. The 1-0 pitch fouled out of play. The 1-1 also fouled back out of play. Kennel now, excuse me, ahead 1-2. Kent Denver, coached by Scott Vanderweg, is Kennel will take ball two. Down Steven. Swing and a miss, strike three. First out of the inning. First strikeout of Kennel's high school career. Going to bring Mitch Milius to the plate. This one fouled on the right side. Lockhart with a dive. Can't come up with it. Good effort, though, there. Milius hit 269 last year with a double and 12 RBI and 70 plate appearances. And the pitch. That's in for a strike. Count even at one now. Actually, excuse me, it's 0-2. After the foul ball and the called strike there. And the pitch, that's going to miss outside. Oh. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So Kennel mixing his stuff up real well. There's a couple of strikeouts here to start the game. Clean up batter eight and Shipman in the left side of the batter's box there. Kennel checks the runner at second. Now comes home. Swing, and this one's hit back foul left side out of play. Kennel works quickly on the mound as well. He'll get his sign, come set, and deliver. The pitch. Swing and a miss. The righty, after giving up the leadoff double, struck out the next two batters now, is up 0-2 on Shipman. The pitch. This one pop foul back out of play. Pitch. That misses just outside. Couldn't get Shipman to chase. It was a good pitch, though. I'd try there again. See if you can get the call this time. The pitch. It's in the dirt, blocked by Gastineau. Deuces wild, two balls, two strikes, two outs. Ruiz, the winner, runner on second. Kennel has his sign and the pitch. Foul back out of play. Here's the 2-2 delivery from Kennel. That one, I think, hit the batter Shipman in the foot. So, runner at first and second now. Quinn Smith will come to the plate. Smith hit 344 last year, three doubles, four triples. 21 RBI and 80 plate appearances. Walked 14 times, struck out 23. Not entirely sure where that one missed, but it's ball one. That one is missed high, and it's ball two. 2-0. Smith steps out, now back in. Here's the pitch. That's going to miss outside ball three. Comes back with strike one. So it's 3-1 now to the Sun Devil shortstop. The pitch, that's in for strike two. So Kennel, the freshman, showing his moxie, battling himself all the way back through 3-0 to run the count full. Two outs. Runners at first and second. Runners going on the pitch. This one lined into left Hancock. Lost it. Didn't get a good read. Picks it up. Gets it in. It's going to be an RBI double for Smith. Sun Devils lead 1-0. And the pitcher, Gus Hansen, will come to the plate. Chipman ends up at third. So runners at second and third now, with Hansen trying to help his cause here at the plate, already up 1-0 here in the first inning. There are two outs. Kennel. He misses outside. Hansen hit 263 last year with a double 7 RBI and 49 plate appearances. The 1-0 catches the knees for a strike. And the pitch. Breaker in there for strike two. And the pitch. This one's lifted. Second. Ryland Bynum out there. It goes over his head. So a bloop single is going to score two. As Smith's going to score from second, and Kent Denver up to a 3-0 lead. I think we're going to get a courtesy runner down there at first for the pitcher Hansen. And Ryan Rataka will come to the plate, the left fielder. He'll swing and miss at the first pitch. Rataka hit 214 last year with 5 RBI and 17 plate appearances. That pitch misses. Counts even at 1 now. The pitch. Liner past the first baseman, Lockhart into right field. Courtesy runner around second, headed to third. There's the throw. It gets away from Workman. Courtesy runner number 25, Orlando Lacchiato, will head back to the bag. So Rataka ended up at second on the throw. So we've got runners at second and third, and Joseph Covell to the plate. Will swing and miss at the first pitch. Kennel scuffing a little bit here after getting two quick outs from a swing and a miss at the 0-1. Kennel gave up the leadoff double, struck the next two batters out, and then hit Shipman, and now three hits in a row. Strike three called. Three pitches, three strikes, and Delta is out of the inning. So Vell not real happy with himself there. So Kent Denver leads 3-0 in the middle of one. Delta looking to make up some ground here as they get their hacks in the bottom of the first. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports. A&M Creations, Don Main, and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of
in new and exciting ways. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
So Ryland Bynum looking to lead off this game the same way he did last game, getting on base. Bynum walked to lead off the game against the Falcons, came around to score Delta's first run. Ended up finishing the game 0 for 2 with that walk. Also reached on an error, scored a second run in the game as well. Hanson's numbers. Last season at a 1-0 record, 3.15 ERA in 3 appearances. 5 walks, 5 strikeouts. Shipman, Kalani, Smith, and Coville, first to third for the Sun Devils. With Taco Ruiz, Emilius left to right in the outfield, Rude behind the plate, Hanson on the mound. He'll get ready to face Bynum here. First pitch to Ryland is at the knees on the inside corner for a strike. Ryland looking to be patient, find a pitch he can drive up there. The 0-1, that's going to miss low. Breeze picking up a little bit here in Delta. The 1-1 from Hanson. Misses inside. And the pitch. This one's going to be top foul out of play on the right side, and it's on Siva. And the pitch. That'll miss low, and the count's full. So Bynum looking for a base hit of ball 4 now. Lead off Delta's first inning. The pitch. Foul to play. Bynum. Staying alive up there. The pitch, payoff pitch, is in the dirt for ball 4. Bynum doing exactly what he did last game, leading off with a walk. That'll be bring Landon Clay to the plate. Lando went 2 for 2 with a double, hit by a pitch and scored a run in the game against the Falcons. Bynum with a good leadoff of first, being held on by Shipman. The pitch from Hanson. Breaking ball, strike 1 call. Lando steps out, now back in. The pitch, fouled at the plate. And then Lando going to have to battle now. It'll be tough with 2 at the plate there. He'll walk up the baseline now. Come back to the box. Right on right matchup. Bynum with a little shorter lead now. The pitch. This one lifted into center field. Center fielder Ruiz coming in on it. Makes the catch. Bynum will retreat to first, and Braden Stroud will come to the plate. Braden's struggling a little bit here. He went 0-for-4 against the Falcons. Looking to get things started here against the Sun Devils, though. Hanson scares in. Gets something he likes. Checks the runner at first. And delivers. This one ripped foul down the right field line. Sprout steps out, now back in. 0-1 from Hanson. Going to hit it. Dealt it with runners at first and second, and Ty Reed will come to the plate. Ty 2-for-4 with a strikeout in the first game of the day. Catcher Root heads out to the mound to talk to Hanson. Reed with a little bit of power at the plate would love to put one over the fence somewhere and tie this one up. Although a base hit should score Bynum some second. Brylon Bynum, the runner at second. Braden Stroud, the runner at first. So some speed out there on the base pass. And Hanson will step off. Good leads by both base runners. Shipman playing behind Sprout at first. This one's in the dirt. Ball one. Hanson stares in. Now he'll be set. Delivers the 1-0. This one bounced to second. And they're going to flip to the bag. He's safe. Oh, they got him at first. Safe at second. The Sun Devils thought they had rolled two. Sprout was called safe at second. Reed was out at first. 4-6-3 on the putout. Only the second out of the inning. And here comes Kent Denver's head coach to talk to the field umpire. This is Scott Vanderwagen. He wants an explanation as to why he was safe at second. Bynum scored as the ball was just tossed back toward the mound. And so Reed thought he was safe at first. Instead, he'll be out. And at the end of all this, Braden Sprout's going to be at third with a run scored and two outs. Luke Gastineau to the plate. Sun Devils thought they were out of the inning. Instead, Delta scores when on the air and the confusion. First pitch to Gastineau's outside for a ball. A good heads-up running by Delta is Bynum. Scored from third when nobody had the ball in their hand. The pitch. That's in for a strike. Hanson has the sign. Delivers the 1-1. That misses outside. Ball got away from the pitcher on the throwback, but it's backed up by Smith at short. The speedy Sprout at third, not able to advance. The pitch, that tails outside, and it's 3-1. Connor working in the on-deck circle, if Gastineau should reach. Hands from the righty against the lefty Gastineau. The pitch. This one lifted on the left side into foul territory. Covell over. He will make the catch. And get his squad out of the inning. Delta able to score the run. They're down 3-1 here as we head to the second. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Ace is the place with a helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thorpe, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back there at Delta High School, Mark Cantor here with you. And getting ready to start the second inning here. Kent Denver Sun Devils lead 3-1. Landon Kennel out to start the second inning. Luke Gastineau was the last batter and had to take some time getting the gear back on. He's back out there now. Kennel will face 9-1-2 as the Sun Devils will flip the lineup chart. So, D.H. Andrew Perry leading off for the Sun Devils. Perry didn't have an appearance last year for the varsity squad. The pitch, outside for a ball. Perry just a freshman. Here's the 1-0 from Kennel. That's in at the knees for a strike. The 1-1's a strike on the outside corner. So Kennel now working ahead in the count. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And Kennel now with his fourth strikeout of the game. Efren Ruiz will come to the plate. Led the game off with a double. Came around to score the Sun Devils' first run of the game. It'll be a second look at Kennel now. The pitch. Ooh, coming in high. Ball one. High in sight. That one, I think, got away from Landon. And the pitch. That's in for a strike. Counts even now. One ball, one strike, one out. Sun Devils up 3-1 here in the top of the second. The pitch. This one lined to short on the ground. Play up with it to first. And Lockhart can't dig it out. So, Joe Root will come to the plate with Ruiz at first. Root, the first strikeout victim to Kennel today, back in the first inning. Pitch tails inside for a ball. Ruiz with a good lead down there at first, held on by Lockhart. The pitch, tails high, and 2-0 to the Sun Devil catcher. Reset that, now back in. Kennel has his sign and delivers. Runner goes. Gastineau's throwdown is not in time. Cherise with the stolen base and Rude with the 3-0 count at the plate. The pitch, that's a strike. Kennel has his sign and delivers. This one's fouled off to the right side. And once again, Kennel battled back from the 3-0 count to run it full. One out here in the inning. The pitch. Strike three called at the knees. Fifth strike out of the game for Kennel and a very important second out of the inning. Milius to the plate. He struck out last inning. The pitch. That's strike one. Kennel took him now. And the pitch. This one chopped towards short. Clay gets it, spins to first, and throws it by the first baseman, Lockhart. One run will score. And Milius ends up at second on the air. So Reeves comes in and extends the Sun Devil lead 4-1. They bring Aiden Shipman to the plate. Shipman was hit by a pitch and scored a run last inning. So two outs here at the top of the second. As Kennel with a runner on second looking to get out of the inning. He's got his sign. Comes home. This one fouled off the catcher, Gastineau. Gastineau with a fist bump to Shipman at the plate, saying, I'm okay. That's why I wear the gear, is what Luke says. Kennel, big deep breath. Comes set, checks the runner. Milius at second. 1-0 home is in the dirt, blocked by Gastineau. Long look in by Kennel. He's ready now. And the pitch. That misses high. Luke asks Marty Rover to sweep off the plate for him. Marty obliges. Here's the 2-1 delivery from Kennel. This one fouled off to the left side. Shipman out ahead of that one and counts even at 2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the second inning, the pitch, and that's going to hit Shipman. So second hit by pitch for the Denver first baseman, and he'll trot down to first and walk things off down there.
brings Quinn Smith to the plate. He doubled last inning, came around to score. An RBI double, of course. Chittenden looks to be okay down there. Lockhart will play behind the runner at first with the runner nearly at second. So, Kendall's still trying to get out of the inning here. Limit the damage. The pitch. This one lined into left center. It's going to come drop down in front of Sprout. Sprout gets it in a hurry. An RBI single for Smith. Sun Devils added their lead. It's 5-1 now. Shipman on at second, and Gus Hansen will come to the plate. Hansen had an RBI single last inning. The pitch. Swing and a miss. The 0-1 from Kennel. Swing and a miss. So Kennel way ahead here against his Sun Devil counterpart. Has some room to play, but we come right after him instead. The pitch, fouled off, out of play. The pitch. This is high. Shipman the runner at second, Smith at first. Two outs. Pitch to Hansen on the way. That just missed, and the count's even at two. Deuces wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch from Kennel. Swing and a miss, strike three. We're out of the inning. Sixth strike out of the game for Landon. Two runs scored by the Sun Devils in that inning. Looks like they only got the one hit. Hit Denver leads 5-1 as we head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news reports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner back with you here. Scott Hansen set to face the four, make it the 6-7-8 hitters for Delta. Workman, Sicklin, and Lockhart. So Connor, in the game against the Falcons, was 2-for-2 with a double. So he had a real good game. And that one caught him on the shirt sleeve, so he'll trot down to first. So Delta with the leadoff runner, batter aboard, and Evan Sicklin will come to the plate. The junior also went 2-for-2 in the first game and walked.
He's going to hit it on the ground to short. Smith has it go under his glove. It's going to get away from the center fielder. Richmond with a heads-up base running play and step to third. So Ficklin on it first from the error by the shortstop and Workman at third because of the error on the center fielder. And Rip Lockhart will come to the plate with no outs. Rip came in defensively at the end of the game against the Falcons. Here's the pitch from the dirt, watched by Rude. Here's the 1-0 from Hanson. On the ground to third, and it's through the bat. One run will score. This one will be at second, and Lockhart at first with Jacob Hancock at the plate. No outs here. And Denver still leads by three. The pitch. Lockhart takes it low, ball one. The pitch. That one's low.
Okay.
2-0 to Hancock, swing and a miss. The 2-1 delivery to Jacob. Misses outside, low. It's 3-1. Hancock steps out, now back in. Comes in on the right side against the righty Hanson. The pitch. That's low and in the dirt. The walk will load the bases for the Panthers. And Rylan Bynum coming to the plate. Rylan walked to lead off the Delta first, came around to score Delta's first run. He's going to chop it foul on the left side. Here's the 0-1 to Bynum. It's in the dirt, blocked by Rude. Counts even now to Rye. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. So Bynum going to have to be tough with two. And the pitch. That one misses low on the count, even once again. Still no outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Delta's got the bases full of Panthers. Ficklin at third, Lockhart at second, and Hancock at first, and Bynum's going to take strike three on the outside half. One down, and Landon Clay to the first for left center field back in the last inning. He's looking for a base knock here to score a couple of Panthers. And the pitch. This one popped foul right side and out of play. And the pitch. This one is lifted into center field. Ruiz, ranging to his left, gets it. Bicklin going to tag from third, and he will score. Sack fly from Clay. Gets Delta within two. And Braden Sprout will come to the plate. The other two runners hold. Lockhart at second, Hancock at first, and Sprout was hit by a pitch last inning. Hanson checks the runners, now comes home, misses outside. Two outs here in the bottom of the second. Kent Denver leads 5-3. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Long look in from Hanson. Now he's set. The pitch. It's going to miss low. Hanson set. Here's the 2-1. This one's lifted in the center. Center fielder, left fielder, over. And the left fielder is going to drop. Runners moving on the hurt, and Lockhart's going to score from second to get Delta within one. Hancock ends up at second. And Ty Reed will come to the plate. Reed. Is out on a 4-6-3 putout last inning. It's the back end of a double play. Swings at a high fastball for a strike. That double play, the front end, Sprout was on and was safe at second, and the Sun Devils didn't realize it, and Delta was able to score their first run out of it. This is a high fly ball, shortstop, Smith, struggling with the shot, and he's going to drop it. Delta just tied the score on that, as Hancock comes around from second. So we'll take him any way we can. Sprout ends up at third. And Vanderweg out of the dugout. He's asking for, I think, some interference, possibly, and now maybe looking for a pitching change? No, looks like he'll stay with Hanson. Delta has four in the inning and bringing the ninth batter to the plate, and Luke Gastineau. Sprout at third, Reed at first. Three errors in the inning by, I think it's four errors in the inning by Kent Denver. That's allowed Delta to tie the score at five. Runners at the corner. Gastineau stands in on the left side against the righty Hanson. Reed with a delayed steal. Ends up in scoring position. So Delta now with a couple in scoring position, and Gastineau with a 1-0 count at the plate. Two outs here in the inning, score tied at five. And the pitch.
This one lifted into left field right at Riddick. With Taka, and he will squeeze it home, but Delta bats through in the inning and ties the score. 5-5 as we head to the third. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Kip Denver catcher Rude rallying the troops in front of his dugout before coming off the field at the end of the second inning. Several errors allowed Delta to tie the score. As Kennel will come on to work the third. Delta hasn't been immune this game from the errors either. They've committed a couple themselves. So Kennel will face 7-8-9 here to start the third inning. With Taka, who got the third out of the Delta's second, will lead off. He's singled in the first. Kennel already with 6 strikeouts in the game. Given up 6 hits as well. The pitch, high outside, ball 1. Kennel hasn't walked any yet. The 1-0, that misses low. And the pitch. This one on the ground is short. Clay up with it. Nope. He boots it. Third error of the game for Delta is Itaka. Is on first. Joseph Covell to the plate. Struck out swinging in the first. Lockhart holding Ritaka on at first. Short lead for Ritaka. The pitch. This one. Chopper to short. Clay up with it. Steps on the... No, he can't handle it. So back-to-back errors by Land and Clay have runners at first and second for Kent Denver. Andrew Terry, the DH, coming to the plate. He struck out swinging last inning. Looking to redeem himself here with a couple ducks on the pond. No outs, make it 1 out here in the top of the third. No, it's going to be no outs here in the top of the third. This one on the ground is short, picked up by Clay, out at second, and at first, great stretch with Packards, and they are going to say that the runner with Taka was out on the front end of that double play, so the transition by Clay is where the error took place, so they were able to turn 2-6-4-3 to get out of the inning with no damage done. And the score still tied at 5. Delta will come to the plate here after this break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a county-wide healthcare system.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Chuck Hansen to face 6-7-8 is Delta batted through the lineup last inning. Look to duplicate what they did, put another crooked number on the scoreboard. Connor Workman led off last inning with being hit by a pitch and scored the first of four runs for the Panthers. The pitch. That one missed inside. Hanson stares in. Has his time. Covers the 1-0. This one lifted out of play on the left side. Foul. And the count's even. And the pitch. It's in the dirt. Taken by Connor for ball two. One, the count is Workman, and he's going to swing and miss at that one. Evens the count. Swing miss. And the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. One down, and Evan Sickland to the plate. He reached on an error and scored last inning. Hanson has his sign. And the pitch to Sickland. At the knees for strike one. The pitch. This one foul back out of play.
Good lead. Well, y'all are great foul here.
So, Sickland's going to have to be tough with two in battle. And the pitch. Taken strike three right down the plate. Two outs. So Rip Lockhart will come to the plate. Rip reached on an error and scored last inning. And the pitch. This one lifted into center field. Ruiz to his right will make the play and retire the side. Delta goes in order here in their half of the third. We'll go to the fourth. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS-certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Welcome back to Delta High School. Mark Canner here with you. Is Delta wrapping up the Luke Ultrabronze Memorial Tournament here with the game against Kent Denver. Scores tied at 5 as we get ready to start the fourth inning. Landon Kennel, 6 strikeouts on the day so far. As he will face the top of the order, Ruiz, Rude, and Milius for the Sun Devils. Thank you.
Catherine Ruiz has doubled today, also reached on an error. He scored a couple times. Got a stolen base to his credit. He'll stand in right on right against Kennel. And the pitch. This is high in sight. Here's the 1-0. This one popped up. Somebody has to call this one, and it's going to drop on the mound. Nobody called that. Workman was coming in on it. Kennel had it drop right behind him, didn't even see it. So, infield hit for Ruiz to start the inning. That'll bring Rude to the plate. He's 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts today. One swinging, one looking. He'll foul this one back out of play. Ruiz with a good lead off the first, held on by Lockhart. This one popped up on the left side. Workman ranging underneath, shielding the sun. He'll make the catch. Throws and drops. He's napping. I'm not sure what he was doing. If he was out in no man's land, heads up defensive play by Workman there is. Ruiz decided to camp out off the bag. Milius comes up and he launches this one over the wall for a solo jack to break the tie and put Kent Denver back on top. So a two-out dinger for Milius. Kent Denver leads 6-5. Aiden Shipman will come to the plate. He's been hit twice, scored a run. Think he'd like to not wear one this time up. Delta would like him to be the third out. Here's the pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. The 0-1 from Kennel. Misses low. Kennel has his sign. He'll kick and fire. Swing and a miss. Kennel ahead in the count now. 1-2. The pitch. Strike called at the knee. Seventh strikeout of the game for Kennel, and Delta is out of the inning, only surrendering the one home run on a solo shot by Milius. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or shop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Tanner back with you at Delta High School. Head of the bottom of the fourth inning as Gus Hansen takes the mound once again for Kent Denver. His squad leads 6-5 here. He'll face 9-1-2 in the lineup. Hancock, Bynum, and Clay. Jacobs drawn a walk in his only appearance here today. Came around to score a run. Thank you. So, Jacob will step in on the right side against the righty Hansen. We're going to start things off for the Panthers here in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch. Taken high for a ball. Here's the 1-0 from Hansen. Swing and a miss. Count even. And the pitch. Chopper to short. Smith up with it on the first in time. One away here in the fourth inning, and Ryland Bynum will come to the plate. Bynum struck out and walked today, scored a run here against Kent Denver. And the pitch. This one lined into center. Center fielder Ruiz gets the bead on it and retires Ryland. Now Landon Clay will come to the plate. He's 0-for-1 with a sack fly today. An RBI. And the pitch. Misses low. Clay steps out. Now back in. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That catches the inside corner. Counts even. Pitch, chopped down the third baseline in the chalk, and they're going to, the home plate umpire, Murray Rover, going to call it foul. And now play going to have to be tough with two. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth, Delta down by one. And the pitch. This one driven into left center. Center fielder Ruiz is over, and he will make the catch. So Delta goes in order here in the fourth inning, still behind by 1-6-5. Going to take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople. Professional installations and service. Plus, easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back at Delta High School, I'm Mark Cantor. Score 6-5 in favor of the Kent Denver Sun Devils. Getting ready to start the fifth inning here. Landon Kennel back on the mound. Kennel's got 7 strikeouts on the day. Solid appearance for him. First appearance this season, as well as his first appearance ever in high school. So he'll face 5-6-7, Smith, Hansen, and Ritaka. Smith today, 2-for-2 with a double and a run score. And the pitch. Swing and a miss to start Smith off. Here's the 0-1 to Smith. This one lifted up on the right side. Lockhart into foul territory. He lost it in the sun, and he can't come up with it. Smith doing his best not to interfere with Lockhart. So the Sun Devil shortstop gets a second chance here down 0-2. And the pitch. This one lifted up into right field. Tyree tracking and makes the catch. First time Smith's been retired today. And that'll bring Gus Hansen to the plate. He is 1-for-2 with a strikeout today. The pitch at the knees for a strike. No. Here's the 0-1. Fouled off right side out of play for strike two. Kenna way ahead now. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Two outs in the inning, and Ryan Ritaka to the plate. Ritaka is singled and reached on an error today. Eight strikeouts now for Kenna. The pitch. On the ground, two hopper to Clay. Clay at first, and Lockhart can't handle the throw. And another error by Delta results in an extra base runner for the Sun Devils. So Joseph Covell will come to the plate now. He struck out and reached on an error. The pitch, line to short, Clay up with it, goes to the short way to Bynum at second to retire the side. So no runs, one error by Delta. And we go to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9 Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9 Stories Creative. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Jeff Hansen on to work the fifth inning for the Sun Devils. He'll face 3-4-5 for the Panthers. That's Sprout, Reed, and Gastineau. Bredo does not have an official at bat here against the Sun Devils. He reached on an error in the second and was hit by a pitch in the first. Farthest he's made it, though, is third base, so he's hoping that changes here in the bottom of the fifth inning. His belt is down by 1, 6-5. So Sprouty in from the left side, of course, against the righty Hansa. So Hansen has his side. He'll kick and fire. Sort of fouled off the catcher. That's right on it there. Looking to straighten it up. And the pitch. This one poked foul left side out of play. So Bredo going to have to be tough with two in battle now. Sprout looking to drive this somewhere. 0-2 pitch on the way from Hansen. Misses the outside corner. Here's the 1-2. This one popped up back and out of play. So Grado surviving at the plate. Able to battle. And the pitch. This one's going to be lined back into center field. And a great diving catch by Ruiz gets the out. So that liner was diving fast, and Ruiz able to dive and come up with it. So one out in the inning, and Ty Reed will come to the plate. Ty's 0-for-1 and reached on an error today. Also has a stolen base to his credit. The pitch. It's going to be fouled off the catcher. And the pitch. This one hit to short. Smith up with it on the first in time. Two down here in the bottom of the fifth inning, and Luke Gastineau will come to the plate. Luke 0-for-2 in the game, being on the left side. Looking to get a two-out rally going. Delta down by one here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And the pitch. Misses high and outside. The 1-0 is popped up left side and out of play. Gastineau hustling up the line will now just get back to the plate. Steps back in. Hansen has his sign. He'll kick and fire. This one popped up left side and foul out of play. So Gastineau going to have to battle down two strikes here. And the pitch. That misses low, and the count's even. And the pitch. Right back at the pitcher who catches it. Hansen gets a tip of the hat to by Gastineau, who Hansen basically just getting the glove up to protect his face, makes the play, retires the side, pitcher's worst nightmare, a liner right back at the checklist, and Anson able to make the play. We'll take a break, headed to the sixth. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports. Panthers down by one here, 6-5, right here on Audio Sports Online.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like your good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
From Denver League 6-5 here in Delta, Mark Canner with you as we get ready to start the sixth inning. Landon Kendall back on the mound. 8 strikeouts for the freshman today. Obviously, he's allowed the 6 runs. He'll be facing 9-1-2 in the Sun Devil batting order. Andrew Perry has had no luck today against Kennel. He's 0-2 with a strikeout. Here's the pitch. Line foul down the right field line. Out of play. And the pitch. That misses for a ball. Here's the 1-1 from Kennel. Misses. I think just low on that one. And the pitch. This one shot foul at the plate. McCann's even. Here's the 2-2 offering from Kennel. Strike 3 called on the outside corner. 9 strikeouts for Kennel today. And one out in the inning is Efren Ruiz will come to the plate. Ruiz, 2-for-2 with a double today, has also reached on an error, and he scored twice. Doing what a good leadoff hitter does. He gets on base. The pitch. Swing and a miss. The pitch from Landon comes in hot. Counts even. This one's going to be looped back up the middle. Bynum can't contain it. It's going to be a base hit, I think. And Joe Rude will come to the plate. Rude 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts against Kennel today. Delta looking to roll 2 as Ruiz got a short lead at first. Hold on by Lata. Pitch to Rude comes in high for ball 1. It's the 1-0 delivery from Kennel. That misses. Rude steps out now. Back in. Squaring the bunt. Runner goes, pulls back, throw down by Gastineau, over the head of Clay, and Bynum there to back it up. A stolen base by Ruiz. Pitch was called a strike after Rude pulled the bat back. So it's 2-1. Runner on second now in Kennel. Will deliver. This one popped up on the right side. Right fielder Reed underneath it makes the catch. Holds the runner. Two outs. Mitch Milius to the plate. He's one for two with a home run. A couple of runs scored today. He's also struck out and reached on an error. A two outs here. Runner on second. As Kennel's trying to get out of the inning. The pitch. Strike one. Milius checked his swing, but it was called a strike. And the pitch. High and tight. Count even. Here's the 1-1 from Kennel. Oh, I'm sorry, he's going to step off. Sends the runner Ruiz back to the bag at second. This one chopped high over the pitcher. Clay comes up with it. Can't handle it. Runner's caught off the third. And this one's going to get by Workman. Picked up by Hancock, go home and die! Great save, Hancock, great tag by Gastineau. Second player at the plate today where Gastineau has hung in there and made the tag for the final out. So, the put out on that is going to be a 4-7-2. To get out of the inning. No damage done. Ted Denver still leads 6-5 at the end of the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let Stacey Siddiqui at the Sunflower Room melt that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacey believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your human potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacey Siddiqui at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
So Hanson going to face 6-7-8 once again in the lineup. That'll be Workman, Ficklin, and Lockhart. Connor has struck out and reached on an error today. Looking to get things started here in the Delta 6. And the pitch, this one's lifted high into left field, shortstop out, and Smith able to make the play. Ficklin will come to the plate. He struck out and reached on an error today. And the pitch. He'll take strike one. Right, Here's the 0-1 from Hanson. Swing and a miss. Bicklin's quickly behind 0-2 at the plate now. Going to have to protect. And the pitch. Line foul. Out of play. Bicklin back in. Right on right matchup. And the pitch. This one lifted into left field. It's going deep. It's over the left fielder's head and over the fence. Ground rule double for Bicklin as Nataka gave chase and it got on him in a hurry. So that'll bring Lockhart to the plate. Like we're going to get a pinch runner for Bicklin now. There's number 6, Brett Laiho, will come in to run. Put a little speed out at second base. So Lockhart looking to tie the game up or even go ahead with one swing of the bat here. Laiho with a good lead down there at second baseman Taloney working in and out on him, and Lockhart takes the first pitch for a ball. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Count even.
Let's go 1-1.
And the pitch. Low. Misses. Hanson checks the runner at second, comes home, and Lockhart pokes this one foul out of play. Count will be even again. Here's the 2-2 pitch. It's in the dirt, good block by Rude, and the count's full. Three balls, 2 strikes, 1 out here at the bottom of the 6th inning, Delta down by a run. And the pitch. This one lifted into center. It's going deep. Ruiz is back there. And he can't make the play. Laiho is going to score from second. Lockhart will come up and stop at second. Ruiz, I think, lost it in the sun there, and Delta has tied the score. Jacob Hancock will come to the plate. Jacob is 0-for-1 with a walk today. Lockhart, the runner on second. Got a good lead out there. Sun Devil's not doing a whole lot to keep him on out there at second, and Hancock takes ball 1. Now Smith will work in and out on Lockhart. Hancock steps off. Lockhart scampers back to the bag. The pitch. Misses. 2-0 to the Delta left fielder. Still just 1 out here. Delta would love to flip the lineup card, get back to the top of the order here. The pitch. This is going to be popped up and out of play back behind us.
Let's go, Ted. Go, Jay
Bobbin. Hancock steps back into the box. Hanson set and fires, and he almost throws it to the backstop. It went over Hancock's head and he ducked out of the way. It's 3-1. Nice snag by catcher Rude. And the pitch. Taken first strike. Sounds full. Delta looking to gain the lead for the first time today against the Kent Denver Sun Devils. The pitch. Hancock lays off for ball four. So Delta will have runners at first and second now, and Bynum will come to the plate. Ryland 0-2 with a strikeout and a walk today. Hancock's runner at first, Lockhart at second. Smith working in and out of Lockhart. Here's the pitch to Bynum. He'll take for a strike. And the pitch. This one back up the middle. Pass to shortstop Smith. Ryland's going to score. Then Lockhart. Lockhart will score. And Delta has their first lead of the ballgame. 7-6 is Hancock and Beth at second.
Orlando.
Makes it third. And Bynum with the single will be, RBI single will be at first. And it looks like we're going to get a pitching change now. So we'll see how that shakes out after this break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
So Nick Gillius, who's playing right field, will come in to pitch. See, Milius had three appearances on the mound last year. 3-0 record, not having a run scored against him. Four walks, nine strikeouts. Didn't quite see who went in to play left field there, but we'll figure it out. I don't believe it was Hanson, though. So Milius will finish his warm-up tosses. Delta is going to have runners at the corners, Hancock at third, and Bynum at first. Delta taking the lead off the Bynum single. It's 7-6 Delta now here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's the first lead Delta has had against the Sun Devils today. So Landon Clay will be at the plate with one out. Lando 0-2 with a fax line today. Bynum with a short lead at first. The pitch. This is inside Bynum. Steals immediately the throw into the shortstop, who is charging, looking to maybe get Hancock caught off at third, but Jacob wasn't fooled, and Belts has now got a couple runners in scoring position with Clay at the plate, 1-0 to count. The pitch from Milius at the knees for a strike, count even. One ball, one strike, one out. Ace is across the board. The pitch. That'll miss inside. Delta looking for a little insurance here with runners in second and third. One out. Clay looking to be the one that gives it to him. The pitch. He's going to pop this one foul down the right side. Nobody's going to get to it, and the count's even. Lando looking to drive it somewhere. Get a couple more runs across the plate. And the pitch. Landon takes inside, and the count's full. Payoff pitch from Milius in the dirt, and a one-out walk to load the bases will bring Braden Sprout to the plate. Brado lined out to center field last inning. He's also reached on an error and been hit by a pitch today. Kind of been struggling here in the first few games to the plate. Now would be a great time to come out of the slump. Bases full of Panthers, one out. Delta with a one-run advantage. Really scares in. Gets his sign. The pitch. Taken on the inside half for a strike. Really scares in. Has his sign. He'll come set. The pitch on the right side of the infield, the second, Taloney to short, to Smith at second, and then to first for the 4-6-3 double play to get the Sun Devils out of the inning. But Delta takes the lead. Oh, I guess my mistake. And Sprout will be safe at first on the fielder's choice. 4-6 on the putout at second of Clay and Ty Reed. Will be at the plate. Takes strike one. This one's hit in the deep center field over the head of Ruiz. And Ty Reed will be in safely with a double. Sprout scores the run, and Delta now ahead 10-6. And Luke Gastineau will come to the plate as Delta sends their ninth batter up to bat. The pitch to Gastineau is taken on the inside corner for a strike. Reed the runner out at second as Delta's blown this game open 10-6 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The pitch. Misses outside. Counts even. only says this time. Come set. And the pitch. And the dirt. Gastineau dances out of the way of that one. 2-1 the count to the Delta catcher. Long look in by Milius. Time called by Gastineau. Luke back into the box. He's ready now. Milius has his sign, and he'll be set. Checks the runner, Reed at second, now comes home. That one misses high and tight. And it's 3-1 to Gastineau. Two outs here, bottom of the sixth. Milius is set. And the pitch. That one's taken on the outside corner, and Gastineau initially thought it was ball four and acknowledged, okay, that was a strike. He'll go get the bat back and counts full now with two outs. Here's the payoff pitch from Milius. That's going to miss high. And with the two-out walk, Delta will send the leadoff batter to the plate for the second time in the inning. Workman flew out to the shortstop as we'll get a courtesy runner. It's Chaz Wilkes coming in to run for Gastineau. So Workman flew out to the shortstop earlier this inning, looking to get a second chance at a base hit. Here's the pitch from Milius. That misses low. Delta with runners at first and second. Wilkes, the courtesy runner at first. Reed at second. And the pitch. This one hit yanked foul down the left side. Counts even at one. The pitch. This one yanked down the left field line and foul.
Hit on it,
Orkman going to have to be tough with two in battle now. The pitch. Check swing. Ball two. Pitch was low. Deuce is wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Delta with a four-run lead here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And the pitch. This one chopped foul at the plate. So we'll do it again. And Milius with his sign now and the 2-2 delivery. That's in the dirt. Count is now full. And the pitch. This one yanked down the left field line and foul once again. Runners will return to their bags. Is Reed still at second? Wolf still at first? Here's the payoff pitch from Milius. That's going to hit him. So the bases are loaded now as Evan Ficklin will come to the plate. He doubled. It was a ground rule double earlier this inning. He also struck out and reached on an error today. Got a couple runs scored. Looking to do some major damage here with a base hit and the base is loaded. The pitch. This one driven down the third baseline and foul. The pitch. This one will foul back to the backstop, and now Ficklin's going to have to be tough with two in battle. Two outs in the bottom of the sixth, Delta up 10-6. And the pitch comes in high and tight. Ficklin takes, and it's 1-2. The pitch. That's called strike three at the knees. Looks like it might be a little low. But that'll be the end of the inning. Delta scores five and takes the lead 10-6. So we'll go to the top of the seventh. Going to be the final inning, I'm sure. As we'll be reaching the time limit. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
The pitch closed out the game for the Panthers. Came in and pitched very well in the last game against the Falcons. Recorded six strikeouts and I think four innings of work. He's going to face the 4, 5, and 6 hole hitters for the Sun Devils. It'll be Shipman, Smith, and Hanson. I think Hanson stayed in to play right field for the Sun Devils on the pitching change. Not quite sure who's out there in right field for Delta. It might be Kennel, who was their starting pitcher, who pitched masterfully today. Recording 9 strikeouts and 6 innings of work. They give up the 6 runs, but Delta able to get a 10 spot on the board to lead this one 10-6 as we start the final inning. So Shipman, who has been hit by a pitch twice today and struck out. He'll stand in there from the left side against the righty Reed. Reed has his sign. He'll kick and fire. This one lifted into right field. Kennel over, and it's going to bounce the wall. Kennel up with it, gets it in. That's going to be a leadoff double for Shipman. That'll bring Quinn Smith to the plate. 2-for-3 with a double today. It's like I feel occupied by Joe Black, not Landon Kennel, as Tyree came in relief. First pitch to Smith is ball one. And the pitch. This one popped up. Center field. Sprout over and will make the catch. Holds the runner. One out. Runners hold the second, and Gus Hansen will come to the plate. Hansen 1-for-3 with a couple of swinging strikeouts today. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Here's the 0-1 to Hansen. This one fouled back to the backstop. Quickly 0-2. And Reed looking to deal. Shipman with the lead off of second. Reed will get his sign and then take a look at him. The pitch. This one lifted on the right side. Bynum out. Rip. Lockhart out. Bynum cannot come up with a catch in foul territory. The count will remain 0-2. And the pitch. Cannot entice Hansen to swing, and he'll take ball one in the high fastball. Reed shakes the sign off, now has one he likes, delivers the 1-2. Misses outside and counts even. Hansen steps out, now back in, and Reed will come set. The pitch. That hook caught the inside corner for strike three called. Two outs in the inning, and Ryan McCracken will come to the plate. Ritaka, 1-for-2 today, has reached on an error as well. Delta, one out away from going 2-1 on the tournament. The pitch, curveball in for a strike. That actually might be a slider. Regardless, it's a breaking pitch, and it was strike one. Reed shakes off the sign. Now he'll come set, checks the runner out in second. The runner's going. There's the pitch, swing and a miss. So Shipman steals third, but he's now 0-2 to Ritaka.
And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. That should be the ball game. Delta wins 10-6. We'll take a break. Come back with your post game. You're listening to Delta Fans of Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast for lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fife's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fife's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thor, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Well, Panthers back with you. Delta gets the win here today over Kent. Denver going 2-1 in the tournament. Ryland Bynum, another good game here. 1-for-2 today against Kent. Denver had a walk and scored a couple of runs. Jacob Hancock had a couple of walks and scored a couple of runs today. Everybody seemed to contribute, even Landon Kennel, who gave up the 6 runs on 9 hits, but struck out 9 today. So, Delta will be in action once again on Tuesday. It'll be a non-league game as they host Delta. First pitch is scheduled for, I believe, 3 p.m., and I'll have the action right here on Audio Sports Online. Once again, final score of the game here. Delta 10, Kent Denver 6. You've been listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online. Thanks for tuning in, folks. We'll talk to you next time.